Very good, thank you, and appreciate very, very much. And I know Jenny put on Facebook yesterday, thanks very much to everybody. She got a couple of bunches of flowers and more hugs than you can poke a stick at, people coming in, telling her she was brave for staying there and blah, blah, blah. And very, very nice. And she's had some information come through today from two customers that has been really, really good, that's got to be handed on. So great to see. And she's built up a rapport in the area there with people that are all in the local area. So that's really tremendous. So, thank you very much for everybody's thoughts and so on.
Oh, we have a fantastic community, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that's what, honestly, besides us now, that's what we like about our town, is that we are a close-knit community, all in all up, like with the Cowboys or whatever. We're all, I've just had Paul Green in here dropping names, but, you know, speaking to him, I just said about Bolton or whoever, how we are approachable, like, but you could go to a lot of other places and you wouldn't have the approach and the friend, the mateship sort of thing within a group of people, like with them and us, and even your fire girls, you know, they're all part of the community and want to be part of the community, you know?
Absolutely. And so Greeny's booking himself a bit of a fishing trip, is he?
He's on his way, well, he will be on his way next week to Monty's, which is just down towards Hideaway Bay and that sort of thing with the family. And so
wonderful.
He has left his run slightly late, but because of the name, we're going to look after him. So.
Oh, that's a way, Crumpy. Now, conditions, again, not awesome. Really blowy. East-northeasterlies this afternoon around that 15 to 20s. It's howling down Wilcox Street at the moment.
Yeah, so that's you.
We'll stick to kiteboarding until probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Looks as though we're getting a bit of a drop in conditions then.
Yeah, and look, what we've got to do is do virtually what Greeny's doing. Get your gear all ready. You know, have a bit of a look. The creeks are going to be still good, as we told you yesterday. There's some good barras and so on. And obviously what they're doing is schooling up, looking and waiting for a bit of rain. And let's hope we get some early rains and they can go and do their thing. Obviously, we haven't got long to go of the barra season itself, so it's something that we're all going to have a bit of a think about. You know, the fact that the fresh water is open, and anybody that doesn't realise now to fish in the Aplands, Gleasons or Black Squares now, you have to have a permit, if you're over 18, that is.
Where do you get those from, Crumpy?
Can get them from online, but we have an iPad here which you can come and punch in all your information and get your permits, whether it be 7 days in a year and, you know, pensioners one and all that sort of thing. So you can get them here and it actually goes straight to your phone. You can get it sent to your house and then you can print it out, but in reality you can just have it on your phone and you can show the fisheries that, but you do have to have it if you are over 18. So.
Wow, modern technology and great service from you boys at the Fishing Warehouse. I better let you get back to work.
All right, hooroo. See you when you're older.